Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me summarize our considerations on the different issues raised during this debate. On IDs, we fully share the international community's serious concern with the growing use and impacts of improvised explosive devices in both international and non-international conflicts. For this reason, we co-sponsored the relevant resolutions adopted by the UN General Assembly in 2015 and 2016, which encourages states to develop national counter-ID policies and to support similar efforts regionally and internationally. And we have also greatly welcomed the work conducted in the framework of Protocol 2 on this issue since 2009, which provided the opportunity to share information and experiences both on the scale and nature of the ID issue and on possible countering and prevention strategies. Therefore, we fully support continued work on IDs in this context of AP2. And we greatly welcome the declaration on improvised explosive devices adopted by the high contracting parties of the protocol last August, as well as the new language included in para 15 of the new draft declaration. On MOTAPM, we cannot but share the concern widely expressed by a significant number of countries over the humanitarian impacts, as well as social and economic consequences of the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of mines other than anti-personnel landmines. Also on this issue, we consider the CCW as the appropriate forum to address challenges of MOTAPM use and possible measures to mitigate their indiscriminate effects. Therefore, we welcome continued work on MOTAPM in the framework of the CCW on the basis of the proposal put forward by Ireland that we fully support. Considering the current difficulties faced by the CCW, we are fully aware of that. We are also willing to value the German proposal to establish a group of experts with mandate to discuss a cluster of issues, including MOTAPM and incendiary weapons, as well as the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Finally, Mr. Chair, let me say a word on the financial issue. As I highlighted in my general statement, we really appreciated the efforts made by the current presidencies in ensuring that this review conference could take place. But in order to allow this regime and its implementation support unit to function effectively, it is imperative, in our view, that all states' parties comply with their financial obligations. For that reason, we cannot but value in a positive way the Dutch proposals earlier put forward, which is fully in line with our perceptions and as I underlined in my general statement. Thank you, Mr. Chair.